This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Heavy fighting was reported in Gaza on Friday as Israel's military resumed combat operations against Hamas. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
This air raid siren booming across southern Israel early on Friday signaled the end of 7 days of quiet. It sounded as a rocket flew towards Israel, said by its forces to be fired from Gaza, in the hour before the extended truce with Hamas was set to expire. The Israeli military said it intercepted projectiles and accused the Palestinian militant group of violating their truce. And so, it said, it resumed combat, with the ceasefire ending at 7 a.m. local time. Smoke was seen over Gaza as heavy fighting was reported.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao, the cousin of a hostage still held in Gaza, said she was concerned for his safety and called for his release on Friday as fighting between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas resumed. In Balzac, said her cousin Tal Shaham is still missing, but six of her family members were released this past week.
They all come back a few days ago, the family and the grandmother and of course, the kids, the Naven Yehel, but the family will never be complete without Tal.
Also on Friday, friends, families, and supporters gathered in a Tel Aviv plaza to pray for hostages. The New York Times is reporting Israel knew about Hamas battle plans to attack southern Israel over a year before the October 7th operation took place, but dismissed them as aspirational. The Times said Friday Israeli officials were in possession of a 40-page battle plan that detailed a hypothetical Hamas attack on southern Israeli communities. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for action, saying Earth's vital signs are failing during a speech at COP28 International Climate Talks in Dubai. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Guterres tells an audience, which included world leaders, record emissions, ferocious fires, deadly droughts, and the hottest year ever. We can guarantee it.
And minutes to midnight for the 1.5 degree limit. But it is not too late. We can, you can, prevent planetary crash and burn.
Guterres says he fears climate chaos is fanning the flames of injustice. The UN's Secretary-General also referred to inequality and conflicts, mentioning the return of bombing in Gaza on Friday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. lawmakers voted Friday to expel George Santos, the scandal-plagued politician who lied his way into Congress and has been indicted on charges of bankrolling his lavish lifestyle with stolen donor cash, earning a rebuke previously reserved for traitors and convicted criminals. The New York Republican Party congressman is the third person to join Washington's rogue gallery of ejected lawmakers since the mid-19th century Civil War. Chad's opposition and civil society groups are asking France to immediately withdraw troops who arrived in Chad after being ordered to depart neighboring Niger by the country's military junta. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports from neighboring Cameroon.
Chad opposition leader Ojai Abdelrahim Chaha says military ruler Mohamed Idriss Déby has failed to heed calls by the Central African State opposition and civil society groups to ask French troops to leave. Chaha says he believes Déby wants French troops to keep Chad's military junta in power by intimidating or cracking down on civilians who are ready to protest should Déby fail to hand power to civilian rule by November 2024 as agreed. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, has died. She was 93. O'Connor's nomination in 1981 by President Ronald Reagan and subsequent confirmation by the Senate ended 191 years of male exclusivity on the High Court. She was an unwavering voice of moderate conservative on the court. She retired in 2006 and was replaced by Samuel Alito. The court says she died Friday of complications of dementia and a respiratory illness. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.